It's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock Nasser Vision and Generator Super Center.
Thank you, Miller Man. In this life, the one thing we are given is time. What you do with that time is what makes you a person. How you decide to simply look at the time you have and then choose. Okay.
Leave Norm alone.
So sorry.
He retired a couple years ago.
Where are you getting your energy?
Just so he wouldn't have to take arrows from you anymore.
I'm sorry. That's it.
Okay. I think this is a fascinating topic because I stumbled on this Reddit thread recently, and it's normally something I think I would just pass by, but I got to reading some responses, and it really set my mind to thinking. The question was, what's a hobby you would recommend people not start, and why?
That's good.
and there were some responses that had a lot of people co-signing them. So I started to see familiar patterns in this. And I started seeing that a lot of my choices in life were ones that people recommended against.
Really?
No way!
And this is going to be difficult because some of these things are what makes life enjoyable, but it does make you question if there aren't more enjoyable hobbies that take less out of you.
Okay.
All right. So the number one response, it seemed like to me, was boating.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. And which is a great one for this show because, George, you've got an immense amount of joy out of boating.
Yeah, and I hear from, I've heard that a lot, the old joke about the best 2 days of when you buy your boat and
the day you buy your boat and the day you sell your boat are the two best days of your boating life.
I disagree totally.
Another person says you don't want to own a boat. You want to be friends with someone who owns a boat because they'll always be like, man, please take it out. Enjoy it. Can you do it? Yeah, it's all set up and everything. I just can't get out there.
So that's because they're so costly to maintain and take a lot to maintain and store and all that?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you got to find a place to keep it and. Like a lot of things, like someone else who in this room may have bought a camper, a lot of people just don't use them.
Yeah. Oh, we're getting to me.
Okay.
Don't you worry. Don't you damn hell worry, Giorgio. Other responses. Do not start collecting Legos as an adult if you have any sort of obsessive, compulsive, or addictive personality. It will empty your bank account and ruin your life. My friends had to stage an actual intervention.
Wow.
It is crazy to me that Legos somehow escaped childhood, and Legos was a company that figured out how to kick it up a notch and to keep their product relevant, collectible, and just hand over fist money going into that company.
Maybe we have to do an intervention with Tyler Booker from the Cowboys, who told us that that was his hobby.
Yeah, that's his deal. But, once again, is this, if it's something that you enjoy, but you're spending lots of money, time, attention on, and then it takes up a lot of shelf space because you got to display your Lego things. And I mean, there is a tipping point in all these hobbies where they go from, this was enjoyable, to this has become now almost a burden to keep up the hobby because you got sunk cost in it. Watches. You either end up as a douche or poor. Most of the time, both. I've known guys that collect watches, and all of these things can become obsessions for people because you're always chasing down this, and I'm saving up because I want to buy this particular thing, and you want to collect them all, and watches are expensive as all get out.
Yeah, well, you can get all you want there.
And maybe it's just the people that we know, but I never hear about women who are huge watch collectors and women who are into watches the way men seem to be into watches.
No, and they're the ones into accoutrements and jewelry.
Yeah.
Luckily, I've never liked jewelry. I don't like wearing any jewelry, so I've never been into watches. I think I have one functioning watch right now, and it's a GPS watch.
I have a watch collection.
Do you really?
I do.
Like nice watches?
Like how many?
No. I got into Casio's and bought all, basically all, interesting Casios. Okay. I shouldn't say all, because Casio's made a ton of models, but I probably have like 30 digital watches.
Wow.
Man.
Yeah. But I only wear really this one, the old square face G-Shock, which is the perfect watch.
Okay.
$100 and you good. You're set. Can withstand anything, and it'll last for forever, and it's solar powered. You don't have to do anything. So that's slightly different than the, this one's $100,000. This watch here is $50. most guys who are business guys, that's the hobby they get into, is into those really expensive watches.
How about this, though? Just and I know we're going to get to some more, especially for you, that we just go through some phases, and it's okay. You know, as long as you don't go overboard and lose half your savings on Legos or something like that. Mm-hmm. But what's important to you from when you're 30 to 40 may not be when you're 55, and it's okay.
I know. Is it okay, though?
I think so. Yeah.
All right. Day trading as a hobby. You start for fun, and then suddenly you're checking charts at 3 a.m. and losing your rent money. It's not a hobby. It's stress with extra steps.
Yeah, I've got a couple buddies who like to dabble in that, and they seem always stressed out.
Yeah.
It's gambling.
Yes, and I have an experience with this, and I never have been a day trader, but I have messed with stocks, and it's a fascinating world, mm-hmm. and you get into it. We all got into it in the early days of the ticket, when all of a sudden you could have a brokerage account. You know, places like Schwab and Vanguard became very accessible, and you could, I could buy 10 shares of Apple stocks, and then right. I can follow it. And it was so interesting. And then you realize, man, I'm paying so much attention to this for oh so very little money that I have in it. I'm spending a lot of my time
right.
looking after that $100 stock buy that I just did, because I'm into the gambling aspect of it so
There's
much.
A little thrill when the next day it was 105.
Yes.
Wow, I made $5 for doing nothing.
And for me personally, I've determined, you know what, the best way to go was just find the mutual fund, the index fund, and just put money into that, and then don't worry about that you're not making as much as the guy who's
right.
selecting his stocks and is on top of it yeah. at all times. It's fine. Be the tortoise, don't be the hare. Yeah.
Because that guy gets burned more often than he'll tell you.
Right. Right. I don't even know how to say this. Aquarism?
Aquarium oh. owners?
Yeah, basically no aquarium stuff. Yeah.
Like Jimmy?
Yeah. It says it's very expensive and difficult, especially salted tanks. I had a friend who had like 70 gallons, and oh my God, he was on 24-hour alert, always checking the water, the specs, scrubbing, changing the water, adding salt. It was like having a baby, but way more expensive, though. And they're beautiful, and it's great, but what a time sink it is, and it's so delicate that you're always having to get it just right, and then your whole tank's wiped out, then you start over. And
yeah, we had a hard enough time just keeping two goldfish alive in a very small tank. I can imagine the maintenance on a big one.
One person posted, my friend recently got into the hobby, and he told me it should have been a red flag when the person he was buying the fish tank off of gave him all this extra equipment, saying, please just take it. I just want it out of my house. Fragrance collecting. It's expensive and leaves you just wanting more. Whiskey collecting. Having a bunch of top shelf liquor doesn't make your alcoholism any cooler. Ask me how I know, said this one poster on Reddit. Somebody mentioned collecting mechanical keyboards. I have a few of those.
Really?
Yeah. I wanted to try all the different old IBM buckling spring keyboards. So I got the Model F. Model M, all that. Nobody else got into
I remember,
that?
No. Weren't you like no. keyboarding into your phone there for a while?
Into my phone. I don't know. What is that?
I mean, you had a keyboard and you'd like hook it up to your phone. Or maybe you were hooking it up to your laptop or something. But you would, I remember
oh, yeah,
that.
Yeah, I have.
I remember that phase.
Right over here. I have a keyboard that I hook into my laptop.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I raise the laptop. But I can't find that. Oh, there's that thing. I need to start using that again. raises the laptop up. But I stopped my mechanical keyboard collecting. A lot of people like to get all the different kinds of old mechanical keyboards and all the new ones because they still produce them. And it is a much better experience typing on those things. But I stopped at about four. I think I bought four.
Okay.
So somewhat reasonable. Ceramics. It's expensive. You will be very excited at first. You'll buy way too much clay and glaze. And you will want to buy a kiln and maybe buy one even though you're a beginner. You'll burn through more than 5K almost immediately. You will make way too many things that will pile up around your home. You will try to sell these things, but they are crude and clumsy because you're a beginner and don't really have any skills yet. And 12 months later, you'll lose all excitement towards ceramics and the kiln, and all the supplies will sit covered in spider webs and dust, and you will wonder what the hell happened to your common sense.
Man.
Ceramics. Yeah. God, man, John gave me the fourth coffee mug that he's given me. It's all malformed.
Yeah, looks like a bear's head. Yeah.
Combat robotics. Never even heard of combat robotics. Oh,
okay, I've seen this. That's on the Ocho, wasn't it? The robot fights or something?
Huh.
Yeah, I've seen that.
It costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
Someone put this, coffee snobbery. We're talking about hobbies that people recommending you not get into. Coffee snobbery. Before coffee snobbery, a decent cup of black drip coffee was an 8 out of 10. After coffee snobbery, you spend a bunch of time and money, and your fancy cup of coffee is an 8 out of 10. Meanwhile, that cheap, easy cup of coffee is now a 3 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
So you went from enjoying something 8 out of 10 to taking that same item and enjoying it 3 out of 10. And now it takes you a whole bunch of effort to get back up to 8 out of 10. And it reminds me of my friend and my professor, Steve Graham. He said, I always wonder why people, you know, because you have to cultivate taste. You know, that's a big deal, cultivate taste. And coffee snobbery is one of those. You know, you learn what a good cup of coffee is, and then you chase that good cup of coffee. He said, I don't understand why people don't just cultivate bad taste. Cultivate a taste for cheap wine. Why not?
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's a particular type of taste, so just chase that.
Right.
If you're going to cultivate something.
Well, you know how many times I've been shamed by people say, yeah, I like this cab. It's, you know, it's cheap, too. It's like $15.
Oh, yeah, that's horrible. That's no good. You just haven't had good stuff yet. And he was always, well, why do I want to expose myself to the good stuff when that just leaves me chasing on this hedonic treadmill of trying to get back up to enjoying things again?
A few years ago, I went down that coffee snobbery path.
I did, too.
And I got the French press, and I got the pour over. I have all of those.
I have all of them, too. All modalities of coffee making.
And I used to grind my beans, you know, get up a little early for work, grind my bean, make the fresh cup, because you can't grind them and then let it sit. You have to immediately make that coffee. Well, I'm kind of drinking coffee again the past couple of months, and guess what? I'm back to the swill that we brew up here.
Yes, it's fine. You're good.
And it's fine.
Here's one that hits me, woodworking. And this is so true. Like, woodworking, it's awesome to be able to make furniture and make stuff. But it is so expensive if you get way into it. I mean, even if you're a hand tool woodworker, you know, getting quality hand tools, incredibly expensive. Getting quality power tools, very expensive.
Yep.
If you want to get decent stuff, it is the biggest money sink. And once again, I'll go into estate sales. That's almost a really therapeutic and life focusing thing to do, is to attend estate sales, because you start seeing what people spend their life doing, and then you see how much that's worth to other people.
Yeah.
And you can see an incredible woodworker shop, and the lady at the front who just, $100? Yeah, you can just take it all. I mean, they just want to get rid of stuff. And
meant something to her dad.
And this man hand selected every one of these tools, and it was all.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, yeah.
He's watching down going, bah, 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 bah. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. The ghost of people watching this. And then, I mean, and those are actually, you know, nice stuff. Imagine the collections that people get that they think are so valuable, and they're valuable to no one, and all that stuff gets sold. Think of how many people sat on Beanie Babies for forever.
Yeah.
And that was going to save them. Fountain pens is mentioned here.
It's you.
Gordon Keith.
That hurts. Guns. I have guns as well.
Oh, that's scary.
Controversial ones. Houseplants. It starts with, I just want something green in my room, and suddenly you're Googling why one leaf is turning yellow at 2 a.m., spending money on soil, pots, grow lights, and plants you absolutely don't have the space for. Home brewing and home distilling. How many times have you known someone like this? They spend thousands of dollars getting their rig up and running. And then it says here, you constantly have massive amounts of alcohol around all the times that you can't seem to get rid of to friends. Hey, man, take something. You know? Golf is mentioned.
I was going to mention that
times.
At the very beginning. Don't get started.
Just avoid all the frustration.
Yeah.
And the best one that I saw, they also, motorcycling was mentioned. Every one of mine. Car working on cars, was all mentioned because aftermarket parts are so expensive. And anytime you're trying to mod stuff to make it better, it's just best, just don't worry about it. But the best one that I saw, and I want to end with this note, is bird watching. Not as a bad one, but as a good one. Get yourself a pair of good binoculars. You don't have to spend that much to get a really, really decent pair, and you can actually go bird watching. And the only problem is that a lot of bird watchers turn into bird photographers, and then you start getting into the
gotta get the updated camera.
You gotta get, and if it just had this bird glass, and you, right. So that's where that hobby turns on you, is if you get into the photography aspect of it overboard. But what we spend our time on, and everyone in that whole Reddit thread had hard-earned lessons that they had gone through.
That's interesting.
And
that's a great
voting
topic.
Voting led the list.
Well,
God bless you, George.
Wrong. They're wrong. I'm happy with it.
Motorcycling.
All right.
Mountain pens and mechanical keyboards. Interesting. And woodworking and basically everything I've ever loved.